No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What's going on? How we doing? Welcome in. This is our weekly edition of the Joe Gaither Show on PT Central. We appreciate everybody watching us on the Boston College on SI YouTube channel. You're watching us on my YouTube channel, my Facebook and Twitter at JoeGaither6. And hopefully you're subscribing to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on Amazon. We're a proud part of Boston College on SI. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about the Eagles today. Several little storylines to address and touch on as the summer wears on. And to do that, we welcome our Boston College expert, Kim Rankin. You can follow her at KMRankin1 and make sure you're following BC Central on the Twitter machine at BC Central SI. We're going to have a lot of fun talking Boston College. We're about 2 weeks away from Boston College making their appearance at ACC Media Day. So we'll touch on that just a little bit. But really, we want to look at some of the top stories on BC Central on SI this week. And so before we do that, Kim Rankin, how we doing? How was your 4th of July? Did you keep all your fingers and toes? And are you ready, getting ready for ACC Media Days?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I did keep all my fingers and all my toes. I'm not the type to shoot off fireworks. So I like to watch them, like go to, you know, parks or whatever, watch them in my neighborhood. But I'm not the one to actually actively shoot them off. So I was safe on that front. But yeah, I was good. Didn't really do a lot. Just kind of chilled. We had one story break on 4th of July. So I had one little thing of work to do, but other than that, just like a chill little day.
You and I see fireworks the same way. I'm going to sit back and watch other people put themselves at risk.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the way to go always.
Why don't we start? You wrote a lot of stories on BC Central on SI. You can type it into the Google machine, Boston College SI. It'll be the first thing that pops right up, and you can keep up with all things that are going on at Chestnut Hill. Boston College Eagles have a lot of things working. Let's start with something that is not exactly sports-related, but alumni-related. Joe Tessitore, great college football announcer, and he works at ESPN and ABC. You can see him. What's his little golf show that he does with Steph Curry?
Holy moly,
exactly. He does all kinds of announcer work. Joe Tessitore is announcing or has announced a new broadcast role. Why don't you tell us what Joe Tessitore and where we can start to hear the velvet voice of Joe Tessitore?
Yeah, so Joe Tessitore, Boston College alum, graduated in 93. He will now be joining the broadcast team for WWE. He will be doing play-by-play for them, and he's going to keep his jobs at ESPN and ABC, so he's not leaving any of the things he's already doing. He's just adding this in addition, and he's going to start sometime this summer. I don't know how WWE like sees the summer. I see the summer as winding down because I think of it as like summer break. So I don't really know what they mean by that. But they did say he'll start later in the summer and he'll keep his other job. So this is just in addition to everything else he's doing with ABC and ESPN.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun to hear him. I'm reading your article that he's joining Wade Barrett and what's the other fella's name? Oh, my gosh, I had it earlier, and I listen to him each and every week. Wade Barrett and Corey Graves, yeah, is the play-by-play guy. They are on Friday Night SmackDown together, so that makes me think that he's just going to join the SmackDown crew, which currently airs on Fox. But I believe it's moving very, very soon. And summer for WWE is going to culminate at the end of the month. We'll start up next month, SummerSlam on August 3rd. So I think that he's probably going to be kind of jumping right around the date of SummerSlam. But really, Joe Tess, what a great broadcaster's voice. He's got a lot of history with obviously ESPN and ABC, but really he cut his teeth boxing. So I think this is going to be a one-to-one, a really nice fit. What about you?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's a great fit. You know, Joe Tessitore is one of those guys. He's a great announcer in general. I know he's done a plethora of different things. You know, he's covered college basketball, NFL, college football for ESPN and ABC, as well as, you know, boxing when he first got into it. He was a broadcaster in like the mid-90s for like local stations right after college. So I like that he can be serious. And then we just talked about it there. Holy moly, with the show on ABC, he can be silly and fun. And with WWE and wrestling in general, I feel like there's such a debate on like if people think it's just entertainment or if it's like an actual sport. There's tons of debates surrounding it. Regardless of what you believe, I think it's a sport with entertainment, and its purpose is to entertain people and be silly and funny and kind of, you know, laid back and relaxed versus maybe some serious sports like hockey, football, basketball, all that good stuff. And I think Joe Tessitore is the perfect addition to not only be a good broadcaster, a good announcer, but also be someone who is silly and kind of fun and can kind of bring an entertainment side to that sport as well as being an actual serious, you know, play-by-play guy. So I think it was definitely the perfect fit for wrestling.
I agree with you. Triple H, basically the creative control guy, the CEO, CFO, has basically called wrestling a movie about a sport, a TV about a sport. And so he basically kind of combines, it's not, he acknowledges that it's not a sport, but it is very much an entertainment. My biggest concern, Kim, because I am a wrestling fan, mm-hmm. My biggest concern is for the wrestling fans that don't know that Joe Tessitore is really a sports broadcaster. They'll say, oh, he doesn't know what happened in 1991. He doesn't know what happened in 2001 and 2011. He doesn't know the history. I hope they give him a nice ramp up period to just call the action in the ring, be himself. And that voice, the booming voice of Joe Tessitore, is just going to make all these events feel much bigger than they already are. I mean, they're big to me as a wrestling fan, and they're big to the wrestling fans, but his voice will just add to the magnitude of each of them.
Yeah, and I mean, that's, you know, one of those things. I know there are diehard, you know, fans in any type of sport or activity like that where they're like, oh, but do they know all the history of the sport? But I feel like, I mean, even as like journalists and like reporters ourselves, I mean, we're not in tune to every history of every sport we cover and every event and every player and every coach. Like, I love this Boston College gig that I've just, you know, recently taken on. But it's so different from, you know, covering Alabama. I covered Alabama for 2.5 years. I went to Alabama. I'm used to covering, you know, dynasties of football and basketball and softball. And now I'm covering dynasties of hockey and women's lacrosse and like different sports and different things. And although I'm trying to learn and hopefully I'm doing a good job at it, it's still something you kind of have to learn when you go into different roles regardless. And like I said, we don't know everything that's ever happened. Even covering Alabama, we don't know everything that's ever happened. I can't say anything about what happened in the 60s or the 50s. Maybe that's also my age, but like, it's just something, you know, you kind of learn as you go, and no matter what you're covering or what sport or category or event you're doing. And it's just something he'll have to learn along the way. And I think that's totally okay for him not to know everything, but as he comes into this position, because he's got time to learn it. And even if he doesn't know everything, that I don't think that takes away from his job.
All right. And lastly, for the wrestling fans, I am predicting that Wade Barrett will leave his broadcaster booth and return to the ring. He's a former wrestler, and they're going to bump Corey Graves and Joe Tessitore together and make them a pair. That's kind of how I see this all fitting in. We'll find out together when he officially joins. I'm guessing it will be Friday Night SmackDown. And so I'll let everybody know what we think of Joe Tessitore's performance, the Boston College Eagle. You want to move on to the NFL. Our friend Zay Flowers on my fantasy football team, going into his second year with the Baltimore Ravens, held himself a nice little charity gig, and you wrote about it for BC Central, Boston College on SI. Former Boston College wide receiver Zay Flowers hosts Zay Day, and he hosts it down in Lauderdale, Florida. He had several high-profile Ravens down there with Lamar Jackson and Isaiah Likely, and so it was a nice day for the fans and for the kids to get out and meet the NFL players. First, your impressions of Zay Flowers really getting involved in the community and representing Boston College. And then let's talk about what we expect out of him for year number two as a Baltimore Raven.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think the Zay Day thing was really cool. I had recently, heard about it. I thought it was really cool. You know, it was done in, like you said, in Lauderdale, Florida. It had a bunch of like meet and greets, just fun activities. It was just this typical like summer, like community event for like kids, a free event for them. And you just gotta go and meet him and meet some of the other players. I saw pictures of, like you said, Lamar Jackson and Isaiah Likely were both there. They had little fun like competitions. I saw Flowers throwing the football. I think they had like a quarterback accuracy challenge or something like that. And then I saw like them just doing scrimmages and stuff. And they had like inflatables, food, things like that. So it's just a really cool, just interactive way to kind of meet that community and kind of give back to that area. And just a fun day for some of the kids that live there. So I think it was a really, really cool environment. And I think it's really good for Boston College to have a guy succeeding so well, both in the NFL and in different communities around the country. Because I think we've talked about it before in previous shows. Boston College is one of those programs where, like we say, they're always, one of those teams that can upset anybody in the ACC. They're always kind of right there in the middle, 6-6, not really like playoff contending, not anything like that, but they're always making a bowl. They're always on upset alert. So I think it's really cool. And they always have one or two guys to get drafted, but anything crazy, not like Alabama or anything like that. So I really think it's good to have somebody who's succeeding really well from Boston College to represent Boston College in a way that they don't really get a lot of the time.
Of course, he's seemingly taken the mantle from Luke Kuechly. Luke Kuechly retiring, 3 years ago, 4 years ago,
something
3 years
like
ago,
that, yeah.
Pretty recently. And so now Boston, Zay Flowers is the Boston College face of the NFL. Last year as a rookie, pretty good year. 77 receptions, 858 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Can we get him into the end zone 5 more times? Can we crack the 1,000-yard mark? Is he going to be my wide receiver 1 on my fantasy football team?
I mean, I think there's a high likelihood, with him, for that being his rookie year. I think he started every single game last year. He started, 16 games. And having those numbers and becoming a starter your rookie year, especially on a team like the Ravens, who are always really good, have, Heisman candidate, always an MVP candidate, Lamar Jackson. Just to have a rookie wide receiver who came from a kind of mid-tier program school to kind of become that starter from the get-go, from game one, and start the rest of the season, I definitely think he's going to improve. I think I wouldn't surprise me in the slightest to see him improve those numbers, probably get to 1,000 yards and be, wide receiver 1 for the Ravens come the fall.
Yeah, I'm excited about him. A lot of people, I had a bad year in fantasy. I had a lot of rookies. So I'm hoping my rookies take a step forward, Zay Flowers being among them. He's so, so, so fast. So if Lamar Jackson can just find a way to get the ball in his hands, we'll see how he does down the open field.
Yeah, and I don't think there's a better quarterback to have somebody than Lamar Jackson to kind of help a guy. Lamar Jackson is a dang good quarterback, and that's one of the guys I would definitely want if I was trying to improve for my sophomore season in the NFL. That's the guy I would want to be throwing to me and learning from for sure if I was Zay Flowers.
All right, we're talking to Kim Rankin, the lead writer for BC Central Boston College on SI. You're following her at KM Rankin 1. You're following BC Central at BC Central SI on the Twitter machine. Just type in Boston College SI and it'll pop right up on your Google. We have 8 websites now on the Walls Writing Network.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober. Or get pulled over, paid for by NHTSA.
Work, and you wrote the number one story this past week on the Walsh Writing Network, and it was a sad one, unfortunately. You have an untimely death of Tony Voci, a former Boston College hockey player, dies at the age of 43. Now, we acknowledge your success for having the number one story, but what do you know or what did you write about Tony Voci and really what is his legacy at Boston College?
Yeah, so Tony Voci, yeah, very sad story. I'm you know, happy to have that success, but in a, you know, really sad way. Something, you know, it's never fun to write about or cover something like that. But yeah, he passed away at the age of 43 on Monday. No cause was ever, you know, released or anything like that. But, you know, he was a crucial part to Boston College's success in the early 2000s when it came to hockey. He was there from 2000 to 2004 and was a part of the 2001 national championship team, sorry, a big part of their national championship team. He was a Hobie. I hope that award is, I'm trying to say it off the top of my head, but a finalist for that award. He was, I think, a Hockey East MVP. You know, he had so many, he was an All-American at one point, first team. So he was a great hockey player for the Eagles. And then he got drafted by the, or signed undrafted by the Philadelphia Flyers. And he was one of the like first, if not the first Philadelphia native to play for the Flyers or like get signed to the Flyers. And he played for their, I guess, minor league team is what you'd call it, the Phantoms. And he won the Calder Cup with them. So he played with them for a couple of years, and then after that, he kind of went international. I know he had stints in Austria, Germany, Finland. I think his last one was in Ontario with the ECHL. And then he retired from hockey or stopped playing hockey in 2010. And I think he was just kind of doing – I heard he was doing finance work, finance or business, somewhere in that kind of realm, but was also doing coaching, mentoring, things like that on the side. After his hockey career. So yeah, very, very sad there. Just such a crucial part to Boston College. And he's actually a part of the Varsity Club Hall of Fame. He was inducted into that, which is like a Boston College Athletes Hall of Fame type thing. But he was inducted into that in 2022. So yeah. He's definitely one of the best, a very, very good hockey player to play for the Eagles, and just really, really sad news to pass along there on Monday.
Absolutely. You've got lots of these headlines. They're following you, and lots of them are no cause of death, no cause of death, or sudden passing. And so anytime somebody at 43, it's way too young. But well done covering that and honoring him on BC Central, as hockey is becoming one of your main beats and one of your main lanes to grow BC Central. How excited are you to get involved in hockey? I mean, like you said, your history is with Alabama, and that's great. Right here in Tuscaloosa is where I am, and that's great. We're used to football being the dynasty, and obviously you'll be covering Boston College football, but it's the hockey program that really is kind of the lifeblood of Boston College athletics. How different is that going to be for you, and really how excited are you to take on something new?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny we're talking about this because I don't think you can see it, but I'm currently wearing my like Alabama hockey shirt from when I actually interned with the Alabama club hockey team my super senior year of college. I graduated in 5 years, so I call it my super senior, but my last year of college, I interned with them, which they're actually moving to D1. They're going to be a part of the ACC, I want to say, next school year, 24-25. But I interned with them a little bit. I did more broadcasting, so I helped with the broadcasting side. I did like post-game interviews, things like that. So it's a little different to write about them because that's not really something I've done. With them, and I haven't covered hockey in a long time. Like I said, Alabama is, you know, not known for hockey. This is the first time.
Is there ice around here? Right. I'm teasing.
But yeah, and they play, you know, an hour away. Well, 10 minutes from me, but they play an hour away in Pelham. So, you know, it's hard to kind of get a hockey fan base in Alabama with something like that. But I'm excited, you know, everything, you know, I think every school has different, you know, what that one special sport that like is random to them. And, you know, hockey is massive up in New England. They have so many guys, and Boston College is like one of the best, arguably one of the best dynasties in college hockey. They are a phenomenal program. And although I know a little bit about hockey, I've been an NHL fan. I like big Boston Bruins fan. I've been watching the NHL for years. So, but covering it's a little different. I've been trying, you know, kind of getting into it this summer. So I'll be really ready to go, but I'm excited. I mean, I think hockey's a really fun sport. It's really fast paced. It does really well too. Like I think some of my best stories so far have been hockey stories, like averaging stories other than, you know, the passing one. And so I'm excited. I mean, it's a new challenge. Got to learn kind of how to write everything and kind of the format of stuff like that, gamers, things like that. But I am really excited. I've loved every hockey story I've written so far for the site. It's been a lot of fun. I had fun covering the draft. I had fun covering all the prospects, talking about if they were returning or not, with Gabe Perrault and Ryan Leonard. I wrote about both of them officially announcing their decision to come back to Boston College for their sophomore seasons. So I'm excited. It's a little bit of a different challenge, but I am very excited, and I'm ready to cover them this fall when their season gets going, and currently waiting on their schedule to come out. They Boston College hasn't released their men's hockey schedule for the upcoming season yet. So I'm kind of excited to see, you know, who they're playing and kind of what that season's going to look like, hopefully any day now.
Well, we're hopeful to read that at bccentral.com. We cannot wait to check that out. In 2 weeks, though, Kim, you're going to be very, very busy. Up to your eyeballs in two Wednesdays from now, Boston College Day at ACC Media Days. We'll dive more into it next week when we know who's going to actually be representing the Eagles. What we do know is Bill O'Brien will be there. We are going to guess that Thomas Castellanos will be along with him. There'll probably be two other players that represent the Eagles, and we'll find out who those guys are. But what are you expecting to hear from Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, like you said, they haven't announced who's coming yet. Hopefully we have a better idea next week, since it is coming up here in 2 weeks here in Charlotte. I'm just excited to kind of hear and kind of expect Bill O'Brien to talk about his plans for, you know, the Eagles and kind of how he's going to go into this, because we've talked about it in previous shows, how although Bill O'Brien, it's his first time as a college head coach since 2013, you know, a lot has changed since 2013. And although he has experience coaching at Alabama under Nick Saban, and he's familiar with Boston. I mean, he's a Massachusetts native. He worked for the Patriots most recently last season as the offensive coordinator. And then he was going to take that Ohio State job before, you know, Boston College's coach left. And he ultimately got the job in January. And, you know, it's nice to hear from him. I know we heard from him during his introductory press conference. You kind of heard from him in spring practices and, you know, their spring game. But he was also brand new to the program back then. Like, that was just a couple months out of his hiring. And I feel like it takes a while. And I love to say this about first year head coaches, regardless of the sport, is I feel like it takes tons of time to learn the players, learn the transfers, learn the playbook, learn the area, learn how the field works. Like, that takes months and months and months, and to kind of get familiar with your opponents, the conference, if you're moving into a different conference. So I'm just kind of excited to hear. And I think a big part of what he needs to talk about is just kind of his plans for Boston College and kind of how he wants to take them from this kind of mid team that they've been for years and years and years up to possibly an ACC contender or a playoff contending team, and kind of the changes and kind of what he's seeing from them, what he's seen from them in the summer, and how he's kind of going to hopefully do that with the program.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here, but then, but it's really going to prepare you for next week. Next week, I'm going to ask you the same exact question, gotcha. And you can keep the same answer or you can change it next week. But Kim Rankin, the microphone comes to you at ACC Media Days. Bill O'Brien is up at the podium. What's the one question that you're going to ask Bill O'Brien at ACC Media Days?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, you really put me on the spot. I think I would ask him about, I guess what I'm thinking right now is about how Boston College has had this inability for years to close out big games, and kind of how he's going to kind of teach the team. I would ask something along the lines of how he's going to like kind of change that. How is he going to, you know, teach, you know, these players to kind of close out games, maybe cause some wins, because they have been very close. You know, they almost beat Florida State last year. They almost beat Clemson during their dynasty. You know, there's always one game where they are like this close, 1 or 2 points away from knocking off a number one team. And if they had beaten Florida State earlier in the season, Florida State wouldn't have had so many issues that they did going into the playoff, talking about how they deserved and all the controversy surrounding that college football playoff decision come December. And so, yeah, that's probably something I would ask, is just kind of what has he seen from the players and how he can fix some of these, you know, small issues that this football program has seen before, and fix that to possibly, you know, get them to where he wants to be.
All right, so I'm going to put that'll be one of my questions next week. You can keep the same question if you want, but next week we'll have you answer that question as well, what you think the answer will be. We're going to get out of here for the week. We appreciate your time. Make sure you follow Kim Rankin at KMRankin1 on the Twitter machine. Make sure you follow BC Central at BC Central SI on the Twitter machine. Boston College on SI is your Google code. Kim, what will you be working on between now and next week?
Yeah, we'll be doing obviously tons of, you know, football news. Like I said, hockey is due any day for their schedule to come out. So hockey news, especially with some of these prospects for the NHL who also play for Boston College. We'll have like stuff from their, you know, summer camp, training, media, all that. Obviously, any recruiting news that comes out. I think we're kind of on the back end of commitments. 21 is where Boston College is sitting for the class of 2025 right now. Yeah, great number. Like I said, I'm used to covering Alabama, but it's usually around like 24 to 27, 28 for some of these big programs. So I'm kind of expecting maybe one or two more. So we're kind of in the back end of that, and class of 2026 is are starting to get offers. But yeah, we'll be doing a lot of, you know, upcoming season previews, upcoming, you know, season news. You got basketball news and opponents coming out, hockey opponents and schedules and news coming out. And then obviously media day previews, getting ready for media days, football position previews, things like that.
That sounds like a lot of fun, and we cannot wait to catch up with you next week to find out who those three players are. Likely Thomas Castellanos, but we'll see who his two counterparts are next week, and we'll find out about those guys with you next week on the Joe Gaither Show on BC Central. So we appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Talk to you all next week.
Absolutely. That's Kim Rankin. And again, follow her. She is pouring a lot of work into Boston College on SI. You can just type in Boston College SI into your Google machine. It'll be the first page that pops up. You can read all about the hockey offseason, all about new recruits getting scholarship offers. She's got a bunch of scholarship offers put out there in both baseball and football. And so she's got everything you need for Boston College athletics right there at BC Central. Boston College on SI. Had a lot of fun hanging out with you guys on the Boston College on SI YouTube channel, on my own YouTube channel at JoeGaither6, on Facebook and Twitter as well. And please make sure you remember to subscribe to us. Subscribe, rate, and review us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on Amazon. The Joe Gaither Show on BC Central, right here on Boston College on SI.